Conspiracy to Ohio and insist the government knows what is happening.
And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense.
The suspect in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson could be moved to New York soon from Pennsylvania. And Luigi Mangione has a new high-profile attorney representing him. CBS's Anna Schechter is following the developments.
Already, he's been charged with second-degree murder, but we're told that we could expect to see a first-degree murder charge come down based on all the evidence. Now, this in New York is usually reserved for law enforcement who are killed by a suspect, but in this case, this high-profile case, given all the evidence, they feel so confident they have the right guy.
The State Department today wouldn't rule out sending an American team to Syria to try to locate Austin Tice, a former Marine who has been missing there since 2012. But spokesman Matthew Miller says the administration has been in touch with the rebels who overthrew the Assad regime.
We have a number of people engaged on trying to find Austin Tice and bring him home, and we communicated directly to HTS that anything that they could do to help us find him, we would greatly appreciate. And they committed to do that.
Tice is the focus of a massive search there. The rebels released thousands of prisoners during their takeover. On Wall Street, the Dow is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old man from Franklin and a Racine County Sheriff's deputy both went through the ice on Wind Lake during a rescue Saturday afternoon. Despite being in the water for an hour, the man from Franklin was rescued and is expected to be okay. A house fire near 16th and Kearney in Racine Friday resulted in the deaths of a family dog and a cat. The fire caused an estimated $80,000 in damages, with the cause still unknown. Foxconn has been approved for nearly $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. Microsoft has acquired a lot of the Foxconn land, and they're investing over $3 billion to create data centers in Mount Pleasant. Two well-traveled highways in the area have been officially renamed. County Highway KR is now State Highway 195. State Highway 75 has been redesignated as County Highway BD. Kenosha County has launched a new online property tax payment system. The new way allows property owners to view, print, and pay taxes in one location with electronic payment options available. And Racine's Harbor Fest is set to return to Festival Park on June 13th and 14th. It's after an 18-year hiatus. A statement says the event promises music, food, and family entertainment. Net proceeds are going to local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers win in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game. You know, for four quarters, got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
You know, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thank for my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low to the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, highs warm to the upper 30s. Snow showers possible tomorrow night into early Wednesday, minor accumulations. Wednesday high, low 30s, more snow again Thursday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Yeah. I can do about it.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I know you've got your thumbs on those text buttons right now. You've been waiting for it so patiently. It is today's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and click on the text button and text this keyword to us, ELF. E-L-F, ELF. That's this hour's keyword. It's your chance to win $100 and get in on some of those grand prizes from the grown-up gift list. Those prizes include a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snowblower, and a luggage set. It's your chance to win. Today's keyword is ELF, E-L-F. You have until 5 o'clock to text us on WRJN. Good luck.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down.
Hits WRJN. And anytime we want to talk about outer space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
So I have heard for many, many years now about space junk. Mm-hmm. Like, we have just left a whole bunch of junk up in orbit around the Earth. And I always thought, well, this, it seems dangerous to have all this space junk around there. You would think that at some point the ISS or somebody would run into some of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there have been collisions in the past, including with the ISS. Thankfully, it's all been small stuff. But one thing that the ISS does is it has boosters on there that it dodges some of the bigger stuff that it might have to get hit by.
But you would
otherwise
think at like 17,000 miles an hour, or however much the ISS is traveling, you'd think it'd be unavoidable. like often.
Yeah, I mean, it has collided with small things, but the good news about orbit in this respect is, you know, there are lots of different layers of orbit. You know, you can keep going higher and higher or lower. It's 3D, and lower. Yeah. So it's not like you have to just have the one area that you can go. But space junk absolutely is a problem, especially now that we're throwing more and more and more and more satellites up there. So there have been some projects in the works to try to deal with this sort of thing, including a mission that just completed. It's called ATRASJ.
Does it stand for something?
Active Debris Removal by Astroscale Japan.
Okay. So they're trying to get rid of some of this space debris is what you're saying.
Yes. So they went and found a part of a rocket that had been left behind getting something into orbit that has been just orbiting around the Earth. And they basically sent a spacecraft up to it, and they wanted to show that you can like go up to an individual piece of small little space junk and like park a spacecraft right next to it.
So this is an unmanned spacecraft, I assume.
Yes. Basically, they were trying to show like it is possible to go up to an individual piece of this stuff and not crash into it and make the problem worse, so that you can then kind of gently nudge it back towards the Earth to start cleaning up this space junk. So they got very, very close to it. They got 15 yards away and then parked to show you can do precision maneuvers around these things. And so they have successfully completed that. Now they are preparing their next mission. This particular mission was not a cleaning mission itself. So their next one is prepared to be their first cleaning mission.
So that's the plan, is to nudge these things so that they fall back into orbit and I assume burn up in the atmosphere.
That is the plan. Yes.
But there's tens of thousands of things up there, right?
Yep. So these different space junk pieces are a wide variety of sizes, especially from the ones that have crashed into each other and splintered into a bazillion pieces. So their goal is to get like the big things that would cause significant harm to the ISS if they were to crash in, or if they were to crash into each other, create a wide splintering. So they're not yet going after the smaller stuff, but big things like pieces of rockets or satellites that have stopped working, that sort of thing.
It sounds like a monumental task, like cleaning the ocean. It sounds like a monumental task.
Yep, but, you know, you always got to start somewhere.
That's true. All right, that's Teddy Volman keeping us up to date on all space things. Hey, Teddy, thank you.
Absolutely.
And I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus, tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things
WRJN. Yep, local news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We'll have the latest on that school shooting in Madison. And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, in case you missed it just a little bit earlier, let me repeat this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is ELF. E-L-F, ELF. Download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, click on the text button, and text ELF before 5 o'clock. It's your chance to win $100 with WRJN. Your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Elvis Presley.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all oh, here's a reindeer pulling on a rain. Well, I Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
Here comes Santa Claus.
He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle. What a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus. Santa Claus around down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus around down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine Kenosha factoid is no more. There won't be any explaining the meaning of the KR and Highway KR as signs now say Highway 195.
A recent agreement between Kenosha County, Racine County, and the state has led to the renaming of two well-traveled highways in the area. County Highway KR from I-94 to 32 is now State Highway 195. In the county, State Highway 75 has been redesignated as County Highway BD. It's been named after the towns of Brighton and Dover through which it runs. There's a new way to give your money to the government in Kenosha County. They've launched what's called a streamlined online property tax payment system. It consolidates tax information across most county municipalities. The new tool allows property owners to view, print, and pay current and delinquent taxes in one centralized location. Property tax mailings started going out last week. And while summer seems so very far away, there's a couple of dates in June to circle. After being gone for 18 years, Racine's Harbor Fest is making a comeback at Festival Park. The event is being revived June 13th and 14th, with a statement promising a mix of music, food, and family entertainment across two stages. Event organizers say they're committed to supporting the local community, with the festival donating net proceeds to charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low to the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, highs warm to the upper 30s. Snow showers possible tomorrow night into early Wednesday, minor accumulations. Wednesday high, low 30s, more snow again Thursday. It's 42 right now.
Oh, baby.
Local news, timeless hints, WRJN. Those texts are pouring in. Keep them coming. You have until 5 o'clock to text us in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, find that text button, and text this hour's keyword, which is ELF. E-L-F, ELF. You have until 5 o'clock to text that to us and win $100 cash. Get in on those grand prizes, too, in the grown-up gift list. Prizes include a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snowblower, and a luggage set. Good luck, WRJN.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know.
Still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all for me spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
A new day is coming.
to yourself.
Look to yourself.
Open your mind. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and Timeless Hits we present on WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so excited.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, a 75-year-old grandma attempted to smuggle brass knuckles through airport security in Germany inside a hidden compartment of her purse. After first claiming she was carrying only heavy jewelry, the grandma finally told security guards that she needed the brass knuckles for self-protection. Well, yeah, according to the song, this time of year, grandma has to be careful of those reindeer. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of the 7 state-of-the-art simulators. Whether you're sharpening your skills, hosting a festive party, or just relaxing with great food and drinks, X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf Kenosha, where golf season never ends.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The 10th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Dogs and Cream. When the weather gets colder, warm up with something hot and delicious. The classic Chicago dogs, chili and cheese dogs, pretzel dogs, and savory burgers are just what you need to fight off that winter chill. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Yeah. Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. We'll have the latest on that school shooting in Madison.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A student and teacher are dead in a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin.
Today truly is a sad day for Madison and for our country. It is a day that I believe will live in our collective minds for a very, very long time.
Police Chief John Barnes says the suspect, a teenage student, was also found dead and six others were wounded, some with life-threatening injuries.
Our detectives are working hard in an investigative process to find out as many answers as we can so that we can further prevent these things from happening.